That is how you do it on a Thursday morning. There goes Van Halen here on 93.7 The River. Dog and Joe Show, 766-9370. See what you think about this. Oh, well, first, let me ask Joe this. How often do you say sorry per day?
Oh, I don't know. A lot, man. I don't even know how many times a day, actually.
How many times when you say it do you actually mean it?
Every time I say I'm sorry to someone, I mean it.
Yeah, I'm just going to go out here. Follow me on this. I think sorry is one of the most overused, insincere words that we have today. I think it's abused. People, I think nowadays, they use it as like some sort of get-out-of-jail-free word. I think people should start acting better and stop doing stupid stuff that made these people give the fake apology. That's where I'm at with sorry.
Oh, I don't think saying sorry is a fake apology. I think most people mean it.
Do you think most people care about others more than themselves?
I do, yeah. I actually do. I still think the majority of people are good, man. I mean, I really do think that. I believe that.
Well, I do too. But I want this to stop. This whole sorry thing. This whole apology thing. I think people should start caring more about themselves than they do others. And I know that sounds crazy, but follow me. Take care of you and yours first, and at the end of the day, if there's anything left over, worry about someone else. If people made themselves better or tried harder, I think the world would naturally be even better than it is now, and the planet wouldn't be full of what I kind of see as a bunch of pansies.
What are you talking about? Saying sorry doesn't make you a pansy.
I don't think saying sorry makes you a pansy. I think saying sorry when you don't really mean it because you've stepped in something. That's where the weakness comes from. 766-9370, Melissa Joan Hart. I'm not all that familiar with her. She was in a movie called, or a cartoon or something called Chicken Robot. She was Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
That's her big one.
And she was going to go on vacation. Okay, Melissa Joan Hart, she gets on the Instagram. And she starts complaining that Hurricane Maria, that's leveled Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico's still dark. Everybody's seen the hurricanes on TV.
Terrible there right now.
She's going to go on vacation there. But her vacation was ruined. She says, and just like that, in the Instagram post, our family vacation is canceled. She said, it's such a bummer, but we plan to hit another resort another time this year. People jump on. They start giving her crap.
Well, I wonder why.
Because she said this.
Yeah.
What's the big deal with that? She's bummed out that her vacation canceled. So what she had to do then, because so many people jumped on her back, she had to delete the post. She was tired of getting the backlash.
Well, she should have never probably put that in there, I don't think. Really?
So you think she should have?
People died.
You think she should have apologized for the post and then should have removed it?
Yeah, absolutely. They're without power. It looks like a flooded out war zone over there. And again, people died.
766-9370. I just wonder, aren't you getting sick of this mamby-pamby apologize stuff for everything that's politically inept in this world? And that wasn't a slip or a typo. I meant to say politically inept because politically correct, that's what everyone's doing now. And people are becoming so spineless that in 20 years, we're all going to be jellyfish. People saying they're sorry for not doing anything wrong is ridiculous.
The bottom line is, this chick was more worried about her fancy vacation that she was going to go on then lives lost, or injuries, or property damage. I mean, are you kidding me? Homelessness? People lost houses?
See, I don't blame her. She can't stop the weather. She didn't choose to live in a hurricane zone. This was none of her doing. She just wants to go on a vacation. It doesn't mean she's heartless or doesn't care about the other people.
Well, here's the thing. She also can no longer fool people into thinking that she's a good person. Because a good person doesn't write things like that.
Yeah, but why does everyone need to care about everyone else? And the minute that they don't, you're a horrible person. You should be nailed to a cross. It's ridiculous. She wasn't attacking the people. She shouldn't be forced to go donate or give aid or help clean up. She just wants to go on a vacation, and her vacation was ruined, and that's all she said.
Even if she would have lied and acted like she cared, it would have been better. I mean, she's an actor, for crying out loud.
Oh, so you'd rather have a good actor just put on a good performance and fool people?
Do that or say nothing. Don't say that you're bummed out about a vacation. You can't take all the strife that's going on with hurricanes and the destruction that's happening worldwide and earthquakes and all that crap, and then you can't get on there and complain that you can't go to your vacation destination.
Why?
Because it's been ravaged by a hurricane. Because the people are dying over there.
Okay, but those people chose to live there. They know hurricanes go through there. It's just part of life. It's part of the weather. I just think it's ridiculous that every time a celebrity shows off a new purse or wants to go to a mall.
That was being cruel. She was being cruel to people.
She didn't say anything cruel. She said, just like that, our family vacation is canceled. Such a bummer. We'll plan another one at another resort later in the year. Why is that cruel? Her thinking about her and her family, whether you think she's a great actress or a good person or not, she earned her money legally. She's worked for it. She wants to enjoy a vacation. Her plans were ruined. She didn't say, oh my God, you should see all these...
You just don't say anything. You just,
why?
You just don't say anything about it. You don't.
Isn't that what social networks and platforms are for? To share your personal Instagrams and Facebooks and tweets?
You gotta have some couth.
I don't think there's anything wrong with what she did, and I'm disgusted that people jumped on her to a point where she had to remove it.
Did people die over there?
Lots.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
That's why people jumped on her. But life was lost.
She couldn't have stopped it. She can't help bring those lives back.
No, not at all. Nor is she in any way responsible for it, nor should she have to help or pay money to go over there and do anything. None of that. Absolutely. None of that should be weighted on her, but she didn't have to act like a priss.
I don't think she was. She didn't say anything about, oh, my God, my $8 million vacation and my beachside bungalow has been torn down.
Enough has been told with just one sound. I cannot believe that I have to drive slowly down this gravel road as I'm late for work because there's some homeless folks camping out on the side of it. I don't want to dust out their tent. I mean, that's the kind of thing that
I would say
like.
That. If I had to drive slow down a gravel road because I'm going to dust a homeless guy's tent out, I'm pissed. Move your tent.
Oh,
I'm tired of driving slow. I'm tired of worrying about these other people.
People that are less fortunate, you know, we can't pick on them.
She wasn't picking on him, and I want you to think about this. If she went on a vacation there and she spent a bunch of money, doesn't that help rebuild?
No.
The hurricane-torn country.
Right now, it's not going to. What's she going to spend money on? A canoe to get around? They're in big trouble over there right now.
Okay, I don't know where she's going to vacation, but she's going to generate some money to the economy. Hey, Chris, welcome. What's up?
Hey, dog. First thing, hands-free free.
Oh, well,
yes, you are, neighbor.
First Woo-hoo! One of the day. Welcome.
All right. Secondly, dog, I agree 100% with you. Joe, you're being a little critical. Secondly, when she typed this, there wasn't any malice with what she was saying. It wasn't really feeling greedy. It was just she was bummed. She didn't get to go and enjoy the country of
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, not a country. It's part of it.
I know. I said that.
One of our territories.
Whatever the hell Puerto Rico
is. It's like our 51st state or something.
Yeah.
But I think part of the thing is people are getting on social media. You say anything in the slightest bit wrong, and anybody takes it differently than what your intent was, they're going to crucify you.
That's what I'm saying. They want the nails and the cross. They want you just bolted to it instantly, and then doing nothing makes you a bad person. Saying something that's personal makes you... I mean, you can't do anything. You can't please everyone. That's why I go back to worry about you and then your family and your kids. And at the end of the day, if there's anything left, then give it. I think the world would be better if people did that. No? Am I wrong? Wanting to take care of just me and making me better and my family better? Is that selfish?
The only reason I say anything at all about that is just because it's been so bad lately with all that stuff. And it looks as if she is ignoring the fact that people are suffering.
Who wants to see the suffering and the freaking storms day after day and the storm
the
wind sheared sheds? And I don't want to see it anymore. I'm sick of it. I look out the window here. I see a couple clouds in the sky. I see sun. I see cars driving up and down Cap City. I see people going to work.
It straight up rained here last night.
Oh, heavens. Heavens, it rained here.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's this world that I'm living in. I can control that. I can be a part of this and make this better. Not with this broadcast, but you know what I'm saying. Let's worry about what's outside our front door and window. And get off of Melissa Joan Hart's Instagram.
I get that. I totally get that. I'm just saying I can see where people are coming from with it.
Lana, Lena, welcome.
Hi. Good morning. In this instance, I agree with you, Doug, but I am empathetic towards the people, the victims of the hurricane. I have a vacation planned in May, and I'm interested in the ports of call that we're going to be visiting. Are they going to be rebuilt? And yes, we're going to be throwing a lot of our money their way. And hopefully we can help them rebuild. And
how come you said this time you agree with me? Typically you don't. What gave you this moment of clarity this morning? What gave you this?
I'm a real empathetic person.
And you, sir, are not empathetic, is what we're
Generally, you're not so much.
I'm not. I think a lot of people, maybe I'm here on an island by myself. I think people need to stop worrying so much and being so empathetic to others and worrying about...
I don't know. I mean, maybe stop worrying so much. They certainly don't need to stop being... We need more empathy from people in this world.
That's my problem with this country. There's too damn much. There's so much empathy. No one's taking care of themselves.
No, it's not empathy that you're seeing. The people that are fighting back, they fight back viciously and violently, you know? They're not doing it with empathy. Like all those movements and things that are happening, that's not empathetic people. That's people fighting back at raising their own voice and fighting back with their own form of violence and aggression and whatever. That's not showing empathy.
I think people simply are just too worried about everyone else. If people focused on them and quit saying that I'm sorry and just went out and lived their lives, you would see the world change drastically. Everyone talks about the world being a better place. Worry about you. That's it. Stop saying you're sorry when you screw up. Quit deleting your Instagrams. Live your life. If you're pissed that you can't go on a vacation because a hurricane washed it away, say it. I worked my whole damn life to save up money to go to Puerto Rico, which I don't know why anyone would do that, but she did. Say it. Sam's, this sucks. There's tents all over. People are dead in the street, and I can't go have a pina colada on the beach. This sucks. Why not say it?
Because it's a bad time for folks over there right now. It looks like you're rubbing it in or making light of it. It's not worry about yourself. It's focus on the golden rule. Do unto others as you would like them to do to you.
I think that rule needs to be changed, and that's, I guess, what I'm getting at today. Let's change that rule.
Why is that a bad thing?
Where is that rule written? Is it somewhere? Can we erase it? Can we change it? Is it ground into stone somewhere? Because I want that updated.
So you don't think you should put out what you'd like to receive and back? You shouldn't be good to another man or woman because you'd like them to be good back to you?
No. I'll change it right now. The golden rule is this. Be good to yourself first and only you first and then your immediate family. After you've perfected that, then let's go on. That's the new golden rule. It's a little long. Let me write it a little bit and work on it.
Yeah, that doesn't come roll off the tongue as easy as you'd probably like it to.
Rob, welcome. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys. So, I 100% agree with you, dog. You know, all she did, and I guarantee you, Joe would be thinking this as he weren't in a public space right now. You know, he had his vacation planned and something happened. He would be going, oh, man, there goes my vacation. And there's nothing wrong with that thought. You can have that thought and be empathetic towards the people who lost things and things like that over there. It's not an either-or thing.
Let me ask you this, Rob. You know, are you a bad guy? Do people cheer?
No.
You know, everyone's been at the corner there, right there in Arden. Everyone sees it, an island somewhere standing on the curb. Everyone sees the guy saying he'll work for money, which is a lie.
Yeah.
Do people cheer? Do you ever clap when three cars ahead of you, that man or woman hands the dollar through the window? Do you go like, oh, man, that's cool. You did a good thing. Or do you kind of get pissed because they're holding up traffic now? Do you celebrate?
I get pissed because they're holding up traffic.
that's what most people do, but no one will say it. No one will admit it. I get pissed when that guy wants to hold up my green light to hand a dollar out. Get your ass off the island. You can't impede traffic. That's illegal. Why can't people say that? Why does it make me bad? Because I want to keep the dollar I earned in my pocket.
It doesn't make you, just makes you sound like a butthole. I mean, it doesn't make you bad.
Well, again, this island's getting smaller out here all by myself.
You're not
myself.
A bad person. You're just you're a big D.
Well, Mandy, welcome.
Hello there, guys.
Hi, Mandy.
I just totally want to agree with Dog. Way overblown. How many of you guys actually follow her tweet? And did she have?
I didn't even know she had a Twitter.
Well, this was Instagram, which
I didn't know she had that.
I wonder who the hell who follows Melissa Joan Hart anywhere?
I didn't even know she was still doing anything.
She didn't have tons of donate ones beforehand.
So
and this was just one that they wanted to pick out just to make.
Let me ask you this. Let's ask the question this way. When you hear about a celebrity that donates a huge chunk of money to a hurricane relief effort or that goes down and stands in a soup line or hands out sleeping bags, do you look at that celebrity and think, wow, you're a great person? Does that give you more admiration or respect for that celebrity, or do you not care? I'm just curious.
Not really. I don't care. I couldn't care. It doesn't make me want to run out and watch their movies more. It doesn't do anything like that. It's okay. Somebody's getting out and doing it. No different than you or me, whether or not we hand off a couple bucks out of our pocket just because they have bigger pockets. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Your phone's a little choppy. I want to go to Abby here. Abby, it says you're 11 years old. Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, well, hello there.
Wow, why aren't you in school today, Abby? We're getting ready.
I am going to 8.
Okay, what's going on?
First of all, I want to say that I'm hands-free free.
Yes, you are, little neighbor.
This might be the youngest listener we've had on the show. Welcome, right. Abby.
So my point is I don't think she should be crucified because of her Instagram post, because her Instagram post is about her life and not anybody else's.
There you go. Abby, you use Instagram, I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, you use all that. See, you on the Snapchat and all that stuff, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Abby, keep putting what you want on there and don't worry about what other people think. See, and like I've always said, everyone is entitled to my own opinion. That's how I see it. That's how I live it. And I don't know who's going to write you that truancy note or whatever you got going, Abby, but need to get your ass to school.
She doesn't go there till 8, she said.
Oh, 8 o'clock.
Well, yeah, she's in good shape.
Hopefully she's en route. Appreciate the call. I get sick of this. People say stuff and they screw up, and instead of going, whoop, yeah, that slipped out. Whoops-a-daisy. Yeah, I didn't mean to say that. They have to apologize. They have to remove the Instagram. They have to feel like they've done something bad. Melissa Joan Hart did nothing wrong. She's pissed that her vacation didn't happen and people went after her and she had to delete the post. Who cares? Who cares?
I don't care.
I mean, I don't care either. It just upsets me.
I would never have brought this up or talked about it with another person and been like, you know what, she's a bad person. But if you're going to bring it up to me and make me have a viewpoint on it, that's my viewpoint on it.
That she's bad.
Like, not that she's bad, that she could have worded it differently. Like, there's at no time in my life would I ever go into the bar around the corner from my house and sit down with my friend and be like, you know what, Mike, that damn Melissa Joan Hart, she wrote up on an Instagram account that she was not going to go to Panama City. Where was she going?
Yeah, she was going to Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, and yep. She was... I would never even think twice about something like that, but now when it comes to my attention and I'm made aware of it, I can see why people would be upset.
You see, if I went to the bar, I would... If someone said, hey, Jerry, what happened to Melissa Joan Hart? I'd say, who? But what I would say is, aren't you sick of people saying they're sorry for stuff they're really not sorry for when they've done really nothing wrong? That's what I would talk about at the bar. I would say, isn't this country just getting weaker, weaker, weaker,
no,
and lesser, 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 weaker. And aren't people focused on things that don't improve their life? That's what I would talk about at the bar, and people would buy me drinks.
There might be some of that. There might be some of that people are focused on things that don't improve their life going on, but no, we're not getting weaker.
No, I really, really, truly think that we are,
no.
And it's because people want to chase after someone else instead of themselves. Look in the mirror. When your hair's done, your lipstick's perfect, you know, everything fits you just right, your kids are clothed, and you got all the money in the bank and everything you want, then go to Puerto Rico. That's what I think would make the world a better place.
Well, nobody's going to be going to Puerto Rico for a while.
Well, true. I think it's still, as all the articles say, dark there.
It's in a bad place right now.
Here's some classic rock redefined. Your chance to know the Dog and Joe show's coming. It's 93.7 The River.